You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So an interesting story we saw yesterday on Twitter. Again, take it with a grain of salt because it comes from ML Football. That Twitter feed, by the way, they're awful. Get bent.
I mean, I never use them.
but they have stuff out, but like some of the stuff that they put out there is just so bizarrely wrong, troll jobs and all that stuff. Like, I don't know that I get pissed off at a Twitter feed more than I do with this ML Football. But you're right, we look at it.
Yeah. And reports come out that Josh Jacobs says the Chiefs heavily pursued him, but there was no way he would go there because he hates them.
Yeah, hates the Chiefs.
Quote, I feel like once you're rivals with somebody, you have a genuine hate for them. Another quote, I don't want to join that dominant team. I want to be the one who beats them. So I'll go to Green Bay, play in the NFC, who's also a dominant team.
That's right. And
I'm not dominant,
but like, they're not dominant.
Green Bay's had like very few down years.
Yeah, what was the last time where like Green Bay really missed the playoffs? You know,
that's
last
like the Cowboys
year.
Too, and we would all say the Cowboys suck.
But yeah, but the Cowboys don't make the playoffs. They don't
win. They win 10 games every year.
Well,
not
then how
this
come
year.
He didn't stay
not
in the, year, how come he didn't stay in the AFC and go play for, I don't know, Baltimore?
I liked that answer. I thought it was old school.
No, I love the answer. I do. I love it. It's funny because I always go back to Shane Ray when I have these topics come up, and I think about him having the Chiefs and the Royals and the sporting tattoos and then getting drafted by Denver. And I know I'm 48 years old and I've covered this industry in sports for the better part of my life, and I should be different about this. How the hell do you go play for the Broncos when you grew up in Kansas City, right? Like, and so if you've played for the Raiders and it's been instilled in you to hate the Chiefs, then unless you're Marcus Allen who wants to, you know, stick it to Al Davis, you don't see a lot of transition between the two rosters because both organizations just absolutely hate each other's organizations. And so it's crazy to me to, you know, look back and think about all that kind of stuff. And I kind of am with Josh Jacobs, but it brings up a bigger point for me is that when people sit here and say Brett Veach isn't signing anybody, it takes two to tango. And we say that all the time. It takes two to tango. And so the Chiefs could be out there saying, we want you, we want you, we want you. And Josh Jacobs could say, I have no interest in you. No, if Clark strikes a bigger check, then maybe, you know, we're talking. And that's where, you know, the new stadium and all this stuff comes in. So you have that money. You can win these bidding wars if you have to. Because if it ended up being a bidding war between the Chiefs and the Packers, well, then the Packers won that bidding war right now, right? And so it's not stuff that you can always put on Brett Veach or the front office or Andy Reid. Sometimes it's just the players ultimately don't want to be in a certain situation. They want to go somewhere else or they feel better somewhere else. It's not Brett Veach's fault that Josh Jacobs didn't want to be here. He wanted to go somewhere else, and that's fine. And sometimes that's just how it works. And, you know, for the last couple of years, no teams have wanted to trade with the Kansas City Chiefs. It's not like they weren't trying to go out there and be active. I think the league quietly, behind the scenes, if you will, kind of blackballed the Chiefs and doing business with the Chiefs, right? Because of how good they've been. Why are we going to continue to make them better? Well, now they have an opportunity to get better based on them not winning enough games this year.
Speaking on getting better, this was Chiefs trainer Rick Burkholder on Mahomes yesterday.
He and I talked about, listen, you have a schedule right now in season where you get treatment at this time, rehab, or film at this time, practice. That's how rehab's got to be, and that's how it's always been with him, and it will. And when you add up all the little things, that allows the player to get back faster. They don't heal up any faster. They just get back to performance faster.
And that's why we're saying opening day for Patrick Mahomes. That's why I told you guys, what was it, 2 days ago that I'd reported that they expect him back for opening day. They expect him to be there on September 8th or whatever opening day is behind, under center, ready to go and to lead this team because of what Rick just said right there. It doesn't heal any faster. He just works harder than everybody else. And I think that does need to be factored in with all of this.
Yeah, because he's what, doing in-home rehab? Is that
he started rehab yesterday.
Of course he did.
We told you he would, right? Yeah. Did we not say he would have the surgery on Monday and start rehab on Tuesday? And that's exactly what happened with Patrick Mahomes. He is not wasting any time. A couple of days in Dallas, he'll be back here tomorrow is Friday.
Yep.
So that he'll be back here tomorrow. And we'll start rehabbing. And Julie Freimeyer, who's in the State Farm commercial because she's repaired Patrick so many times, she's going to be in charge of rehabbing Patrick Mahomes. How cool is that? You know, like they're ready to go, man. Like they're ready for next season.
Might be why the odds are pretty nice for the Kansas City Chiefs next season.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird when you look at it in Las Vegas. And you know, we get the odds all the time from, like, you know, bet.ag, the offshore odds and whatnot, which I think are a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're very fun.
But you can't bet them here in the United States. And they're favored to get back to the playoffs next season. They got odds out about whether or not Kansas City will make the playoffs next season. Yes, minus 180, no, plus 140. The odds indicate a 64.3% likelihood of the Chiefs going back to the playoffs next season. That's because of the belief that they have that Patrick Mahomes will be there the entire way and will lead this team. So even coming off their worst season in 12, 13 years, people are looking at worse since 2012. People are looking at this Chiefs team and go, "That's don't worry about that. They'll be fine next year." And in Las Vegas is already like, yeah, they'll be in the postseason going forward next season. I ask you guys this. What has to happen this offseason for you to say, yes, they are a playoff team going into St. Joe next year at training camp? What has to happen, in your opinion, this offseason for them to be a playoff team in your mind going into next year?
Total reconstruction of your coaching staff and then Andy Reid's trust. I think you just have to get out voices that you're not using. Not saying it's their fault, right? But I need Andy to adjust. I need Andy, and I'm giving him all the credit in the world because he's shown us that he's done it. This is the first year where they adjusted to him and he didn't have an answer. Ran out of chips at the poker table, and now you're out of the playoffs. So I think it starts with the guy that it runs it all, and that's Andy Reid. And, you know, I'm not harping on the guy for anything other than one bad season. It happens to us. You know, sometimes you have a bad week or you have a bad month. You could be a salesperson. You could be whatever it may be. Like, I just didn't really hit my mark this month. Okay, well, how do you do that? Well, I go back to the drawing board. I adjust. Okay, what did I do wrong? Well, there's a couple days I didn't get out there early enough or I didn't do this. That's Andy, man. Mm-hmm. And like, what are you going to do? You're going to have to break some hearts, man. You're going to have to do some things that are probably tougher than you thought you'd have to do, because at the end of the day, the sun set on Dynasty 1.0, and now you've got to revamp it and get back, and you've got some picks. You've got an owner that you can go talk to, and you've got a GM that you trust. So that's where it starts with me.
Yeah, I think for me, I need a revamped D-line. I really do. I need a lot of defensive linemen coming in that can get to the quarterback when you rush four. So I need that. I need a legit running back. And I'll probably take two new wide receivers, you know, on this roster. I think we probably will have at least two new wide receivers on this roster. I know that sounds like a lot to do this offseason, but you got a draft, you got free agency, you got trades, you know, that can potentially be made. But I just looked at the biggest holes on this team right now. And that's what I need to see filled. And if Andy is going to make changes on his coaching staff or whatever he wants to do, that's all out here. To me, it's more important to get the players in here so you can have success. I think if you get the right players in here, you don't need to be making any changes on the coaching staff. I just think the roster got old right before their eyes, and maybe not right before their eyes over the last couple of years, but they kept winning and going to the Super Bowl, so they couldn't do anything about it. Now they have the opportunity to purge this roster, cleanse that roster, bring in those new bodies, and get back to work. Without new players in here, I don't care who's running the show. They've got to get fresh bodies in here.
Yeah, but I agree. But no doubt. But to Dusty's point, without Andy changing some of his philosophy, it doesn't matter who you bring.
Sure. Yeah. No, that's exactly. Like, he has to be. You can change offensive, defensive, special teams coaches, wide receiver coaches, running back coaches. It all starts with Andy Reid. If he's the guy that's calling the shots and says, "Yeah, I'm not really into this running back stuff," well, you can yell at him all you want to run the football, which probably has happened a lot this year, and he's not going to run the football. Like, he has got to be the one that is the biggest change.
Yeah, and that's telling change around. A ripple effect of change to Spags as well, because Spags has had that loyalty gene as well with his players, and maybe, hey, you need to play some of those young guys too. So I think you're right. I mean, it doesn't matter until Andy changes, but yeah, an edge rusher and a running back I can count on. You mentioned two new wide receivers. It does sound like a lot, but again, I remind everyone there are three under contract on this team next season, yeah. And one of which we have not seen once this year in Jalen Royals.
Right.
So you've got two wide receivers on the team next year.
And the odds are Hollywood Brown ain't coming back. I don't expect to see him the rest of the way.
I'd be surprised.
Needs one touchdown for $750,000.
Yeah, I don't know that he's going to get that. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he was benched for no reason the other day. That should tell you something.
A healthy scratch.
Right. That should tell you something. When you're a healthy scratch, it means you're probably not doing what they need you to do during the week.
It's kind of like the sign on the field when you see the guy go to the bench and they take his helmet away. He ain't coming back in the game.
Yeah, healthy scratch? Ooh, this isn't the NBA where we're giving somebody load management, right? This is, oh, you were a healthy scratch. What'd you do wrong?
We had someone mention the cap, which I know, Bob, you can get a little mad about because it doesn't exist in your mind, which is fair. $44 yeah. million over the cap by the 816 with only 38 people on the roster. That is a massive issue. I will just say,
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The over-the-cap number, Travis Kelce's number will go away. They were going to restructure Mahomes. There's a lot of things that will happen.
The salary cap is mythical. It's like it's a Greek mythology at best. It really is. I mean, and you don't know what the salary cap's going to be next year, first of all. Yep. And then they just change contracts and move things. I mean, it's a farce.
No doubt.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.